Thinking about an EV? Some things to consider. Welcome back to Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from GM is Director for EV Ecosystems, Derek Sequeira. Hi, Derek. Great to see you again.
Good morning, Fred. Thanks for having me back.
Well, to EV or not EV? That is the question. That's all the Hamlet for today. The basics here, though, many consumers may be wondering if the technology and the infrastructure are ready. Would EVs mean inconvenience and added expense? Lots of questions to begin with. Tell us what you tell people who have those concerns.
Absolutely. EVs are not scary. Getting into an electric vehicle is a bit of a life-altering experience. You go from an ICE vehicle where you've got to worry about things like regular maintenance and oil changes, filling the vehicle up, and the footprint it leaves on the environment. Getting into an electric vehicle, you're already starting to mitigate a lot of those issues. And what we tell our potential customers is once you get into an electric vehicle, you won't want to go backwards into an ICE vehicle. There are so many benefits to getting into an electric vehicle that you will be delighted in the experience.
What about preparing the home? There's an impression that, boy, this is a big undertaking. We have to do a lot of work here.
Yeah. So the most important part of getting into an electric vehicle is really identifying where you're going to charge. This can be a bit of a barrier initially as customers start to think of it as a gas vehicle, but it's very different in an EV because how many times have you ever taken your gas vehicle home at 0% and woken up and then magically it's full? Unless you've got a bunch of jerry cans lying around, probably never happened. That's the difference in an EV. And home charging is critical to that great experience. We're going to make it super easy for you to learn more about how to get your home set up through our dealership experience and the unique educational tools that we have out there, plus a comprehensive product ecosystem that will allow you to get going in the home, because over 80% of your charging is going to be done at home. And it all starts with education and understanding how you can get that done.
Is it an expensive undertaking to put a charger in your home?
You know, it varies, Fred. There are all sorts of differences out there in the types of homes that have been built across this nation. Plus, you have to first identify what your charging needs are. And the majority of consumers are probably going to use it for the daily commute. And the average daily commute in the US is about 40 miles. So depending on the size of your electric vehicle, you might be able to get away with plugging it in on your 120-volt outlet, and it could be fine. But what we recommend at GM is installing a level 2 charger in your home. And a level 2 charger can vary from a cord set that comes with the vehicle or optional to a hardwired wall charger, which is our number one recommendation. And depending on your home setup, whether you know you've got your main panel in the garage or in the basement or other complications, the price could definitely vary. But overall, I think it is a tenable cost to help you get going on an electric vehicle. Plus, not only is it going to get you going, but there are also great utility incentives out there, depending on the jurisdiction, that'll help you offset some of those costs as well.
You know, not everyone has a house, or some people, if they have a house, they may not have a garage. So how do they even consider an EV, or should they?
Yeah. So we want to make sure that we've got options available for every type of customer. In the United States, there are predominantly single family homes. So that's going to get the bulk of the market out there. But for those who are in multifamily dwellings, condos, townhomes. We want to make sure that they know that there are options. First of all, you can work with your condo board or HOA to see how you can get level two charging installed in those facilities. And we know we've got some great success stories of customers who have worked with their condo boards to get that going. But for those that, to your point, might not have a garage, might not even have a driveway parking on the streets, there are options beyond home charging. Public charging is out there and available. We're making it super easy for customers to access those, whether it's through the navigation system built into the vehicle, such as the Blazer EV or the Equinox EV, but also at the palm of their hands in their phone. So through your My Chevrolet app, you have the ability to access over 170,000 charging outlets across the US and Canada. Plus, you can route yourself dynamically to those stations so that you know how far you can get on the state of charge that your vehicle is. So that's huge. I don't know if a lot of customers know that those options are available, but it doesn't stop there. Not only are we connecting customers to available chargers, but we're also helping to expand public charging through our projects with EVgo, Pilot Flying J building out a coast-to-coast charging network, and most recently, working with our joint venture, Ayana, to add more chargers across the United States to help support those customers.
Now you mentioned the maintenance advantages of an electric car, but you do have to worry about the battery some, and there are tips that you have to help EV owners, I guess, make the most of the battery technology.
Absolutely. Our new Ultium technology in the batteries, we definitely stand behind. We believe that it's going to outlast the vehicle, which is why we have an 8 year, 100,000 mile warranty attached to it. But to your point, there are best practices for charging your EV and making sure that you've got the best battery health. One of the best tips that we give out is for your day-to-day use, you should probably only charge to 80% because, as I said earlier, your typical commute's about 40 miles and you'll never really need to go to 100. But when you're going to go on those longer road trips, you probably want to charge up to 100% to get you going. And then that way, you know, you'll have that 300 or 400 mile range to get you where you need and hopefully get you there on a single charge. If not, use the tools that we just talked about, whether it's in your navigation system or in your My Chevrolet app, to connect you to those public chargers.
Interesting. What's your assessment of consumer sentiment today when it comes to EVs? I mean, there have been reports indicating that people aren't jumping on board as fast as many had hoped.
Yeah, so I think you look overall, electric vehicle sales continue to grow year over year. And, you know, there are reports out there that, hey, maybe it's plateaued. I don't believe that. I think there are still customers out there that are looking to make that transition. And as we continue to improve vehicle technology, getting longer ranges, looking at things like vehicle portfolio, having vehicles in every segment that fit the lifestyles of families who need maybe a bigger EV, maybe they need more range, and then taking away anxieties like charging, I think that's going to continue to allow EV growth to continue. But, you know, there's always a but. There are always those headwinds out there, whether it's economic or just, you know, you're hearing things in the news that we just need to get over when it comes to electric vehicles. But we're going to do that through education by talking to the consumers.
Is there a premium to buying one? Are they that much more expensive than an ICE vehicle today?
You know, that is a great question that comes up often. And on some models, yes, there may be a premium, but there are also incentives out there that can help lower that gap, which I think aren't well communicated. So customers might be doing research on sticker prices, but they don't fully understand what other incentives are out there, either through your dealer or available overall here when it comes to lowering that price. So that's why we urge customers to spend time, do their research, go talk to their dealers, and understand what types of incentives are there that can help lower that cost.
Terrific. So for more info, where's the best place to go?
Absolutely. So we've got a ton of education tools out there. For us here at GM Energy, we're building out that product ecosystem that'll allow customers to make that transition a little more seamlessly. I'd like to point you to our site, gmenergy.gm.com, where you can learn a lot more about EV education, plus our great product ecosystem that'll support that EV transition.
Yeah, we didn't even talk too much about the idea of bi-directional charging. Quick explanation of what that is.
For sure. So, for the longest time, we've worried about how am I going to put energy into our vehicle. Bidirectional technology now allows you to pull energy from the vehicle and give the power back to customers so that they can use it when they need. Whether it's a power outage today or in the future, the ability to do things like work with utilities to help support the electrical grid in times of need. We're enabling that, and it starts today with our comprehensive product ecosystem here at GM Energy. It begins with a bidirectional charger, our power shift, and an enablement bundle that allows a customer to take advantage of vehicle-to-home technology today when they buy a Silverado RST. So it's fantastic to be able to unlock more value from the purchase of that electric vehicle.
Exciting. Derek Sequeira, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks again, Fred.